Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
As long as we have limited home rule in this city, we're always vulnerable to the whims of the Congress or a president.
Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser says D.C. residents won't have the full rights of American citizens until the nation's capital becomes the 51st state. President Donald Trump is again threatening to take over the city after a former federal employee was injured in an attempted carjacking. He says liberal policies have led to more violent crime, but incidents are down a quarter in the last year to the lowest rate in decades. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says red states deserve more representation in Congress and that Texas Republicans will do, quote, whatever it takes to pass a new redistricting map.
We're going to get it done. There's nothing they can do to stop us. And I challenge them, come back and do the right thing. Don't run and hide because you've lost touch with the voters.
More than 50 Democrats left the state to deny House Republicans a quorum, the minimum number to conduct business. Officials are threatening penalties. Patrick says the Texas Senate will try to move ahead on redistricting next week. A new report found more than 500 cases of human rights abuses at ICE detention centers nationwide. Democratic Senator John Ossoff of Georgia says an investigation by his office found mistreatment of children and pregnant women, sexual abuse, and denial of legal representation. Congressional Republicans back home for summer recess are facing constituents angry over the tax and budget mega bill. Millions of Americans are expected to lose their health care and food assistance to pay for extending 2017 tax cuts, mostly for the wealthy. Nebraska Republican Mike Flood defended new Medicaid work requirements at a Lincoln town hall.
If you choose not to work, you do not get free health care. You do not get free health care.
Polls show the bill is deeply unpopular. Flood blames misinformation. With no evidence, Republicans have accused Democrats of paying protesters to disrupt public events. Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes says artificial intelligence has the potential to improve voter outreach. A state chatbot has already engaged in more than 500,000 voting-related conversations, but he warns risks from AI are serious.
We look to the weapons of our enemies and we train against them as much as possible. AI is not a new weapon. It's an amplifier and a magnifier of mis- and disinformation.
And Trump says they'll impose an additional 25% tariff on imports from India to punish it for buying Russian oil. He says if Russian President Vladimir Putin keeps attacking Ukraine, countries that buy Russian goods could face 100% import taxes to enter the U.S. market. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.